Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, featuring performers and venues that enrich the arts and cultural experience in the Allegheny Highlands of the Two Virginias.
Spots and lines like dots on a map go back in time on an old tune tramp. The notes climb high and the notes go low, like the rocking of a fiddle bow.
In West Virginia, I spent about 5 years visiting 80 and 90-year-old fiddlers there, and that was a very life-changing experience. Melvin Wine, Lester McCumbers, Leland Hall, and many others. And I even worked on an organic farm in the Monongahela Forest for a little while in Tucker County, West Virginia.
That's Erin Marshall, an award-winning fiddler and old-time music enthusiast, who along with her husband Carl Jones will bring old-time music and storytelling to the Highland Center stage on June 15th. Carl is a songwriter and multi-instrumentalist whose songs have been recorded by the Nashville Bluegrass Band, Kate Campbell, and others. They met about 10 years ago at the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes and were drawn to each other through their love of the music and performing. They now live in Galax, Virginia, a mecca of sorts for old-time music and one of the many spots that make up the Crooked Road Heritage Music Trail in southwestern Virginia. Erin describes the allure of old-time music.
There's something just wonderful, earthy, and sincere, and heartfelt about traditional music. Speaking for myself, I think I'm just an old soul, and when I hear those really old fiddle tunes or ballads, it just awakens all my senses and, you know, gets right to the core, and that just captivated me.
In a quiet country village grew a maple on the hill, where I sat with my Geneva long ago, while the stars were shining brightly. You could hear the whippoorwill as we sat beneath the maple on the hill.
Erin and Carl will be performing as representatives of the Crooked Road on tour.
When Alan Lomax, the great, you know, historian and collector of music, visited the area in the 1940s, he said it was the richest breeding ground of traditional music. Like, there's more kind of old-time bluegrass musicians there than practically anywhere. So it's an amazing place to live.
Galax also hosts the annual Fiddlers Convention, which draws about 40,000 people to the town of 8,000 residents. The music of the region is influenced by the people who settled the area, Scots-Irish who brought the fiddle from Europe, the English who brought ballads, and African slaves who carried the banjar from West Africa, the ancestral instrument of the modern banjo. Erin and Carl perform and teach traditional tunes all around the world. They also compete at festivals such as Clifftop, where Erin won first place fiddle, the first woman to do so at that festival. She describes what it's like to compete at Clifftop and the even larger festival at Galax.
You have 3 minutes to impress and to try and do a good job. So it takes a little nerve, but it's kind of fun to be under pressure with your friends. The Galax Fiddlers Convention has 1,000 competitors, if you can imagine. There's a big yellow tent there, and everyone lines up in the back of the tent, and there's a million instruments playing at once. They give you a ribbon just for participating, and that's very sought after.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Where'd you go?
Erin invites everyone to their upcoming concert.
Come on out to the Highland County Arts Council show on June 15th and come see us in Monterey, Virginia. We're really looking forward to to performing to everybody there.
The Crooked Road on Tour is Saturday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at the Highland Center in Monterey. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students 15 to 18, and free for those under 15. For the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, I'm Heather Nideck.